Hello, Boomville. Chris is coming in.
Chris? It's all right. No, he's not. He's just drying himself in the shower and making funny noises. I'm in Wales, in Aberystwyth, with BJ and Chris, who hasn't been on an audio boom before and may not be now, if he doesn't want to be. What do you want to say, BJ? What are we going to say about Aberystwyth?
We just visited for the weekend. went on the beach today. Had a swim with Oliver. Discovered that Oliver has superpowers.
He does, doesn't he?
He can jump up and down walls in about 5 feet.
Can you?
High.
The phone's over here, so if you can come a bit nearer and
yeah.
Face a bit nearer.
So yeah, Aberystwyth. Yeah, the hotel's really nice.
It's a bit fally to bitsy at times, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice building, nice room.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah.
We're doing an audio boo, but we'll stop if you don't like it. Or do you want to be on it?
Okay.
Okay. You're gonna say hello then.
Hello. What's happening?
That's Chris Jeffries. So you used to live in the US.
Yeah, but before that, you used to live in England, as well.
Yeah, in my past life, I was on Mars.
Yeah.
Is there life on Mars?
There was.
That's a song, isn't it?
It could be.
Is there life on Mars? Or whatever it is.
Is it?
It's really, it's like a 70s song or 80s or something.
So the hotel's quite nice. The beach is
amazing.
Yeah, it's okay.
Actually, it's not amazing. If it was amazing, it'd have really soft, velvety sand in it.
Yeah, it makes you want. I said to Chris, it makes me want to go to Croyd or Woolacombe or Saunton or somewhere with a really nice beach. Because the beach is fine, but I prefer slightly nicer sand and bigger breakers.
It's still amazing to be near the sea, though.
Yeah, it's
because
nice
I haven't done that for ages.
No, it's nice to be able to be in the sea. So me and Noddy had a swim. Well, I didn't really. I wasn't going to swim, but I fell and I fell on my face and I was like wet, so I thought, sod it, I'll take my clothes off and go for a swim. So that was good. We've got a good room overlooking the sea.
Yeah.
The waves in the room. I've had an interesting weekend.
And we're going home tomorrow, sometime tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going back to BJ's.
So yeah, Aberystwyth, it's further than I thought, a little bit, but perfectly nice.
You're right, Chris.
Yeah, I just left my phone in here.
Oh.
Oh, I was remembering what you said yesterday about taking the phone in the bathroom.
Mm.
But I was going to listen to it in a podcast while I was, and I thought I'm not going to be in there more than 3 minutes. So.
Yeah. What are your thoughts of
Yeah, what do you think of Aberystwyth then, Chris?
It's been a lot of fun, but also, I got a great piece of advice today on the way back from the train station.
Oh, that was funny.
I asked a local, lovely Welsh guy, directions to the seafront, basically to Marine Terrace, and he said, turn right, keep walking straight to the very end, then jump in the water. Jump in the water. So, wonderfully hospitable.
Because we're in the Marine Hotel, which I can highly recommend, because you can actually hear the waves through the window. And I won't show you that right now, because the phone's on charge, and it would mean unplugging it, and it's really low. But I did do a boo of those waves, which may have been posted already by the time you hear this, or may not, but it's...
But these are different waves.
In stereo. Oh, these are different waves?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Each
like, the
wave,
water's all, like...
Each wave is an individual that breaks and dies on the land.
Each wave is beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful. So, yeah, we had a really good Indian last night, didn't we?
We did indeed.
Chris, what are you whacking in there?
My sandals to get the water.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I rinsed them off the sandals.
Sounded a bit curious.
no.
So it's Aberystwyth is alright.
It's nice. The Marine Hotel's good. And they've got, if anyone's blind and comes here, or partially sighted or something, visually impaired, I should have just said. Anyway, they've got tactile numbers on the
doors. You're talking like you're talking to your deaf granny.
Of the rooms. Well, in case it's a bit quiet.
They got tactile numbers? I've noticed.
On the doors, yeah.
I lost a pair of flip-flops and broken hearted.
You lost a flip-flop?
No, both of them.
Oh, did you lose both of them?
Yeah.
In the sea?
Yeah, because the problem is, the sea, the silty, sandy...
You're just saying everything that begins with S now. The sea, the silty, sandy
sea,
the sea.
Yeah, you sink into it.
You sink into the silty, sandy sea.
If you swim out a bit, the sand is firm again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you like it firm again. So, Aberystwyth.
I'm hoping that the guys are going to be persuaded to go for a Thai curry.
Yeah, yesterday there were more of us.
There were, yeah.
By two, so Chris and I with somebody else in another room. And Fiona's with someone else in this room.
Yep.
But we disbanded. And decided to all come in here.
Yeah, because it's a family room and...
And we're family.
We are family.
Who's
yeah.
The daddy? Who's
I
the
got
daddy?
All my sisters with... Hang on. That doesn't work. You're blokes, for a start. Anyway, this is a bit of a silly audio boo, but BJ wanted to do one, didn't you?
Well, we haven't done one for a while.
It would have been quite amusing if we'd done one when Chris was still in the shower making funny noises. But, yeah, we didn't. Oh, and BJ, my favourite thing you did in the shower, can I tell them about?
Yeah, of course.
Well, apart from breaking the tap, which
tell them about the favourite thing I did in the shower.
Which was amusing.
Not quite my favourite thing.
And the other thing you did was there was this kind of boop noise. And then you went, oh, I stepped on the toilet.
I did. I stepped out of the bath into the toilet. Onto the toilet.
The good job it wasn't open.
Yeah.
Do you know what? When I was a kid, I actually did that once, even though it was my own mum and dad's bathroom.
That's quite intense.
No.
Tagging the hash.
Luckily, I'd been in the bath and the water was still in the bath, so I could get rid of the grimness immediately, but it was a bit...
Pigeons.
But you were in there making weird noises when, BJ, when the water was too hot or cold or something. And then you went, oh, piglet, I've knocked the tap off again.
Yeah, I broke the tap anyway.
Twice.
Never mind.
But
water squirts out of the side.
It does. It's really strange,
well,
that tap.
You don't need that because the other one now works.
Yeah, but I didn't even know there was a shower higher up, which is frustrating because that would have been nice. Kind
you wouldn't
of
have been able to reach.
This morning. What do you mean I wouldn't have been able to reach it?
It's higher up.
How tall are you then, Chris?
6'1".
He isn't though, is he?
No.
5'9".
Pardon?
5'9".
Oh.
5'9".
Nine. Nine yeah. To five, what a way to make a living.
Oh my god, you got Tourette's. Anyway,
yeah, I've always got singing
final
Tourette's.
Final thoughts on Aberystwyth before we go.
We went to the Pier Brasserie, which was pretty reasonable, I thought, for a brasserie, price-wise.
Yeah, what does it mean, though, brasserie? What does that mean?
Well, normally,
it has
it's
implications.
Like a posh
It means it makes
place.
Food containing brass.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. No, my coffee wasn't great, to be fair.
Wasn't it?
No, it had a mocha, but it wasn't proper mocha.
What was wrong with it?
It was like hot chocolate. Just like drinking chocolate with coffee in. Not like layered, like you get in somewhere else. Like nice,
okay.
Velvety niceness. But the moule were good.
Oh, yeah, you had the mussels.
I had the mussels.
And I had the halloumi burger, which was not bad. It wasn't... I really like the ones in Bill's.
Not as good as my halloumi burgers.
Your halloumi burgers were good too. Yeah?
I was expecting you to think of a song with halloumi in it then, but you didn't break into one.
There isn't one though, is there?
Well,
yeah, there's Hello Me.
Hello Me, oh dear.
Hello Me.
Oh dear, you're joining in Chris
in the Man in the mirror.
Yes, you look in the mirror and go, hello me.
I'm talking to the man in the mirror.
Yeah, that's really tenuous though.
Asking him, or if you're black, you can't say ask, you've got to go ask. Asking
I'll ask you.
Change his name.
And there's, what else? You had, what did you have, Chris? I can't remember. Oh, chicken bolty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it nice? Was it good?
It was a bit work canteen-y.
Oh.
But it wasn't terrible. I mean, it was just in the middle average.
But they bought the naan bread out way too late for you.
And the naan bread was out of a packet they'd bought in bulk from somewhere. It wasn't a fresh naan.
Oh, dear. Mokmas. That's bad.
Oh, dear. They were very friendly, though, weren't they?
They were friendly.
They were friendly.
Very helpful. Service
but substandard.
No, the staff weren't. It was just the food.
My muscles are... I've had better. I've had worse.
Well, if you've had better muscles, you need to get and do some more rowing, don't you?
Precise. So, I'm going to give my...
Improve them again.
My muscle souls, the S-S-E-L-S, a 7 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my halloumi burger with lovely chips. Oh, it was brilliant, because they gave me loads of chips.
I thought this audio bit was really boring.
7 or 8? 8.
Eight.
What'd you give your balti, Chris?
5. 5.
Really? Oh dear.
So that's an average score of 15, 20, 5, 10, 6 ish.
Okay.
Well, 6 point something. 6 point something.
Well, should we get our friend David to listen to it? Because he's like really mathsy and then he can tell us afterwards. And if anyone actually cares, we can tell them.
Are you ready, Chris?
I'll be back. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, where are you going? You're going downstairs?
Yeah.
Do you want to go and find a meal in a minute?
Yeah.
Because we can go and do that, can't we, now? In a sec?
Yeah, that'll go fishing.
Go fishing. Okay, we'll be there in a memento, Chris.
No,
oh, have you got the key?
Do you want it?
No, I just wanted to make sure somebody's got it.
Right.
So,
key and the secret.
I've got the key. I've got the secret.
Yeah.
So later, if the weather is clement, we might sit up on the wall and play the...
ukulele, because I brought the ukulele with me.
But
if it's raining, we'll play it in here instead.
Inside. Might get some stuff in spa as well, like get myself drunk.
Yeah, we should get some kava for you. That's always amusing. You start talking terribly posh.
There we go. Anyway.
And saying things like, ew.
That's our Beris Swift, our little weekend away.
Yeah, I recommend it, apart from it takes a bit ages to get here, but...
A bit ages.
Yeah. BJ?
Yeah.
Don't be mean!
Depends where they're coming from, though, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if you live really nearby, it wouldn't... That's a really stupid thing to say, because it's obvious, but anyway, I've said it now. Oh, dear. Right. I think this audio boo might be too long already, so... Thank you for anyone who's actually still listening. And,
farewell.
Pardon?
Barida yakida. Nostar, actually. Nostar's good evening, so.
Isn't that good night? Nostar?
Oh, yeah, so we say Nostar.
Nostar.
Bach.
Oh, yeah, I got called Bach this morning. All right there, Bach.
I'm going to find out it's really rude, aren't we, somewhere?
I don't think so. Ooh. Oh, and if Gwentlian is listening to this,
oh, yeah.
One more thing we've got to say is, we were walking past...
There was a Gwentlian.
And they said they were doing some demonstrations, the young people, about the lifeboats, and sorry, my Welsh accent's shite.
It's not, actually. It's really good.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, no, because yours goes Indian.
Well, you know, sometimes it does, but I've probably got a lot of Welsh in me, so I'm just trying to... push it down and suppress it.
And,
Green Edwards.
So, but yeah, they said, so we got a lot of young people doing this for the RNLI. First we got Megan, then Yestin, and then Gwenllian.
They did.
And I said, Gwenllian!
Yeah, we're walking down the promenade towards the pier.
It's a real shame that I wasn't recording, because that would have been a good boo to sort of send.
Gwenny would love it here because we heard some people talking Welsh at breakfast as well.
We did.
I had to wipe, you know, wipe it out of my hair, but it's alright.
Wipe it out of your hair.
No, it's a nice language. I like Welsh. I always have done.
I like it too, Bach.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
So yeah, that's
Tidy. I can smell his disgusting cigarettes.
They
I
smell,
can. Yeah.
They smell Welsh. Does it smell Welsh? they spoke Welsh.
Yeah.
And some like interesting accents, different parts of Wales.
Yep.
It's not a bad place.
And we met somebody from near Wolverhampton.
Yeah, which is strange and scary.
Scary? Why?
What's that place?
Okay. Well, like you and me, and because we're on holiday and stuff.
Yeah, I guess in the Midlands, though, this is your local. Because I used to go to Borth, of just, you know, for a day. And Borth is the next place across with a nicer beach. The sandy beach. But there's not much accommodation there. If you want to eat out, you really would struggle. But we were going to go there for the day. But we decided to go away for a night. What, two nights?
No, it was a night, but some of us just decided to stay an extra day.
True.
Extra night.
I've been to different places in Wales. It's quite nice. And the hotel's right across the road from the beach, so that's good from the sea.
Yeah, it's lovely. And you go to sleep with the sound of the waves. It's gorgeous.
All right, I'm going to say goodbye now then.
Okay then.
Ta-ra. Ta-ra.
Please, could you do me a favour before we go out, BJ? Could you open the massive curtains again just till we get back to just let in some fresh air? Because they're really thick.
Yeah.
And if you open them now, the people... No, the people might hear the waves. More.
Curtains,
you know where the waves are?
Oh, we're under
the
waves. The curtains by the
waves.
Yeah. Is Katrina
there as well? Katrina? No, I think she's on holiday. She's gone to Italy or something.
Okay.
They'll hear it a bit more now.
Oh, splendid, isn't it?
Lovely.
Bugger me, eh?
No need to swear on the ball.
Oh, it's raining, look.
Oh, is it?
Oh, back.
Hello.
What's up?
No, we're just finishing our verbose, waffly audio boo log.
It's raining.
It's raining, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're going to need courts. Should we ring this restaurant and see if they're still serving? Because I don't want to walk all the way there if they're not.
Let me know where it is. Sack it in.
Have you just shut the window?
It's raining, love.
Is the rain actually coming in?
Yeah.
Oh.
You'll be wet then. It's been raining for a few hours.
We could, yeah, go out and there's a table and chairs here, that's cool.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to finish the boo. Bye-bye, everybody. Boo!
Sandwich wants to get a takeaway or pay cards or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Going.
Yes, bye-bye, boo.
Bye-bye, boo.